Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com. Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
Detective, do you recognize that photo?
Yes.
And did you in fact take that photo?
Yes.
And what is it a photo of?
This is a photo of the end of the rifle.
A close-up photo?
Yes.
Your Honor, the state would move for admission of State's Exhibit 281C.
Any objection?
No, Judge.
Exhibit 281C is admitted.
Your Honor, may I have permission to publish?
Yes.
And officer or detective, can you tell us what we're seeing on the end of that gun?
So the end of the rifle right there, it's threaded. A lot of times there's muzzle brakes on there, or you can take that muzzle brake off and thread a suppressor onto that.
Detective Caicamano, through your investigation, did you learn anything in relation to whether or not Alex Cox was in the area of the Daybell residence on October 9th?
Yes.
And what did you learn?
A device associated with Homer J. Maximus.
Judge, foundation.
It's Blake.
Thank you, Your Honor. Detective Caicamano, as part of your investigation, did you review reports of other investigators?
Yes.
And did you discuss the matter with other investigators?
Yes.
And through your discussion and review, did you learn anything or review anything in relation to the location of a device associated with Alex Cox on October 9th of 2019?
Yes.
Did you learn anything in relation to a device being in the area of the Daybell residence?
Yes.
What did you learn?
On October 9th, 2019, a device that was associated with Alex Cox, known as Homer J. Maximus, was located going up and turning next to the Daybell residence and driving and making a turn and going back around the Daybell residence. This time frame was about 4:40 4:55 p.m. to 5:03 p.m.
So 4 hours or so before the attempted shooting.
Yes.
And later in the day, that same device was at Sportsman's Warehouse in Idle Falls. Is that correct?
Yes.
Detective Kaikamanu, are you aware if any paintball guns were located in the residence associated with Alex Cox?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you aware if there were any other calls on October 9th that you found in relation to anyone else reporting a masked man pointing a rifle at them?
I did not find any.
You aware of any other reports around that time about a masked man pointing a paintball gun at anyone?
No.
So to the best of your knowledge, this was an isolated incident around this time?
Yes.
Do you recall reviewing anything in relation to some geofence location data?
Yes.
What dates did you review that in relation to?
I got those geofence warrants through October 18th into October 19th, 2019.
And again, what day was Tammy pronounced deceased?
October 19th, 2019.
Did you end up receiving responsive data in relation to the geofence?
I did.
Which specific locations did you ask for that data for October 18th to October 19th?
I did two geofences, one located at 202 North 1900 East, which is Chad and Tammy Daybell's residence. And then I did another one at 3462 Salem Highway, which is the LDS Church, just 2.6 miles south of the Daybell residence.
And with those geofence warrants, were you looking for a specific perimeter radius on those?
Yes, I did 150 meters.
And can you tell us a little bit about what data you initially got back in your request to those?
So when I requested information for data on any device coming through those geofence, through the geofences, I got a response from Google with a bunch of Google identification numbers.
What did you then do with those identification numbers? Can you talk us through that process?
Yeah. So when we write a warrant like that, Google will send back the numbers that have been going through through the geofences. They don't come back with any names. And so we then had to write another warrant with those numbers to try and find out the associated name to those devices or those numbers.
Did you locate some specific numbers that you did something with?
I did.
How many numbers caught your attention in that initial response?
So the time I had the geofence warrants up, there were four numbers that had gone through both geofence warrants or locations.
Did you do anything to follow up on those four numbers?
I did.
And what did you do?
I met with Detective Stubbs, who at the time worked with Rexburg PD, and he has knowledge on how the geofence works. And we went through the numbers. Two of the numbers.
Judge, I'm going to object at this point. There hasn't been sufficient foundation to where this knowledge has come from. I've been somewhat patient.
Sustained.
Detective Kaikamanu, did you send in a second search warrant in relation to these geofence?
Yes.
And did you receive responsive information?
Yes.
And how many numbers did you request additional information for?
Four.
And you were talking about having met with Detective Stubbs. Did Detective Stubbs initially recognize anything about those four numbers?
Judge, objection. That would call for hearsay.
Sustained.
Your Honor, if I may respond.
Well, I would re-ask. I think it was just going to elicit hearsay.
Did you learn anything in relation to those four numbers prior to getting the second return?
I did, yes.
And what did you learn?
Judge, again, it may call for hearsay.
Your Honor, this goes for why the officer did what he did next in his investigation, not for the truth of the matter.
Overruled. You can answer.
I learned that one of the numbers that had come back in my geofence warrant, Detective Stubbs already had that number, which was associated with Alex Cox on a different warrant that Detective Stubbs had wrote and got information back.
And in relation to the other three numbers, did you end up receiving responsive data on who those devices were associated with?
I did.
Did you do follow-up on that?
I got a hold of two of them. One of them I could not get a hold of.
What were you able to determine in relation to those other three numbers?
One of them lives in the Parker area, which is north of Chad Daybell's residence. And the other one lives on Trapper Lane, which is also north of the Daybell residence.
So would it have been normal for their devices to be in that area?
Yes.
In relation to the device associated with Alex Cox, what did you learn regarding that device?
The device that was associated with Alex Cox and Homer J. Maximus, and looking through the data, the night of October 18th, 2019, that device was at the Salem Church at 10:04 that night, or 10:05 p.m.
Sometime just after 10?
Correct.
Do you know how long the device showed as being located at that, in that vicinity?
In correction on time, I believe it was 10:07 p.m. And it showed him there until 10:45 p.m.
And when we're talking about a geofence warrant, is that, do you know what type of data they're looking at as far as placing a device there?
I believe that is off Wi-Fi and GPS.
So with the geofence, it's located there until 10:45 p.m. of October 18th, correct?
Correct.
Did you learn anything else in relation to that device as far as any later time that night?
That device shuts off or goes dormant and is no longer there. And it is later picked up at 11:53, roughly 7 miles south of the church.
Judge, could we identify what church he's talking about?
And is this the same church that you previously referenced?
Correct, the Salem Church.
And again, how far is the Salem Church from the Daybell residence?
2.6 miles.
So we know a device associated with Alex Cox is there from 10:07 to 10:45 p.m. Is that correct?
Correct.
And from there, we're not sure where the device is.
Correct.
Until 11:53 p.m.
Correct.
And at 11:53 p.m., can you remind us again where that's located?
It was located about 7 miles south of the Salem Church on Highway 20.
Through your investigation, did you learn who the last person besides Chad Daybell to see Tammy would have been?
Garth Daybell.
And through your investigation, did you learn where Garth Daybell was on the night of October 18th of 2019? October 18th of 2019?
He was at work.
Through your investigation, did you learn if he was at work all night?
I believe he got off around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Do you know where he was working?
He worked at that time. He was working at the Haunted Mill.
And what is the Haunted Mill?
It's October. The Haunted Mill is a haunted, scary attraction.
And it's seasonal?
Seasonal, yes.
When you looked at that geofence, did you get any return on a device associated with Chad Daybell?
No.
Not at either location?
No.
Did you later learn where Chad had indicated he was on October 18th into the morning hours of October 19th?
From other deputies' reports, he had told them that he had been home.
And yet no device was located in relation to Chad Daybell?
Correct.
So in your review, there's location data placing a device associated with Alex Cox near the Daybell residence on October 9th of 2019, correct?
Yes.
And on the night of October 18th of 2019?
Yes.
Were you able to find any connection between Alex Cox and Tammy Daybell?
No.
Were you able to determine who Alex Cox knew in that area?
At that time, no. The only person that I was aware of would be Chad Daybell.
Through your investigation, did you become aware of some emails from Charles Vallow that he'd sent to an email that he sent to Tammy Daybell?
Yes.
Did you also become aware of an email Charles Vallow sent to Chad Daybell?
Yes.
Do you recall what the content or what the gist of the email that he sent to Tammy was about?
The email that was sent to Tammy was on June 29, 2019. And Charles was reaching out to her to her school address, email address, and telling her that he had some information about an affair going on He didn't go into too much detail because he didn't want to explain all that over email, and left Tammy his number to have Tammy call him.
And through your investigation, were you ever able to determine whether or not Tammy Daybell had contact with Charles Vallow?
I was not able to confirm that.
And in relation to the email Charles sent to Chad Daybell, do you recall the gist or content of that?
Yes.
And what was that about?
So Charles sent on the same day an email to Chad telling Chad that he was aware of what was going on between him and his wife, and Chad needed to tell his wife or Charles was going to expose them. He was also aware that Lori had sent him some dance videos of her, and that was inappropriate.
Through your investigation, did you learn whether Chad and Lori were married?
Yes.
And what did you learn?
I learned that they got married November 5th, 2019.
And again, Tammy Daybell was pronounced dead on October 19th of 2019?
Yes.
Do you know when her funeral was?
October 22nd, 2019.
So just 3 days later?
Yes.
And I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. Cross-examination.
Judge, would you like me to start or do you want to take a break?
Why don't you go ahead and start and we'll take a break here in about 20 minutes or so, if that works. Can we have the microphone, please?
Officer, if you would allow me to either call you Officer K or I'm going to mispronounce your name for the next 20, 25 minutes.
That Officer K is okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, Officer, you took the liberty of, let me find this, going through talking about your report about the emails between Mark Daybell and Tammy. Is that right?
Yes.
And Judge, I believe that was Exhibit 291. And if I could have 291.
Yes, we'll have the bailiff hand that to you or to the witness, Mr. Pryor.
Okay.
Which?
Just to me. And Judge, if I could have permission to just publish.
You may publish that.
And Officer, if you could tell me the date of that email.
10/13/2019.
Okay. And then that was obviously Dear Marky. That would be Tammy's son.
Yes.
Okay. And the very first sentence, it said, on Wednesday during the day, a lady pulled into the Price's driveway, grabbed their dog, drove off, right?
Yes.
And then she went on to talk about what transpired about that and about where they tried to locate where the lady lived. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Now, from your investigation, were you able to determine where Regan Price lives?
Yes.
Where's Regan Price live?
Regan Price lives directly south of Chad Daybell's house.
Okay. And then that would be directly east of Joe Murray's house.
Correct. Yes.
So if we have if we can visualize this, we have Chad Daybell's property. And approximately how big is Chad Daybell's property? Do you know?
I'm not aware of that.
Okay. It's more than an acre.
Yes.
Okay. And directly across the street from Chad Daybell's property is another house, correct?
Yes.
And then kitty corner to the south and to the west would be Joe Murray, right?
Yes.
And directly southeast of Chad's property would be Regan Price. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Okay. So four houses all kitty corner from each other. And this is a more of a rural setting. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And the houses are all on larger plots of property, correct?
Yes.
But the houses themselves are relatively close in terms of location. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
All of the houses on that particular corner, we heard on the 911, there was something about a flashing yellow light. And on that very corner, that's where all the four residences are located, pretty much on the corner of each of those, that intersection, right?
Yes.
Okay. So relatively close together are these homes that we've established that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the close neighbors is this lady by the name of Regan Price, correct?
Yes.
And she talked about how somebody pulled into their driveway and grabbed their dog. Do you recall when that took place?
Well, in this email, she's writing it on the 13th about the night of the attempted shooting. So I'm assuming it was on the 9th.
Okay. So if you look at the very first line, to her. She's writing this on the 13th to her son, which was a short time after the paintball incident. She says, on Wednesday, during the day with Reagan outside. So we can we presume that it was that Wednesday of that week?
Yes.
Okay. So at that point, somebody grabbed Reagan Price's dog, took off, stole the dog, and disappeared, correct?
Yes.
And then now she says, on the same day, you look down below to the second paragraph, right? You see that? Yep.
Yes.
She was coming home from clogging. It was about 9:15, and she backed into the driveway. Okay. So the nose of her car was facing out of the driveway, correct?
Yes.
Now, what I'd like to know is, you've been out to the house, right?
Yes.
And how long of a driveway is that?
The front driveway, and I haven't measured it, but maybe...
I can make it easier for you if we could do it in terms of an analysis. Would you be able to park three cars back to back in that driveway and not have any of them sticking out into the road?
Maybe 2.5 to 3, yeah.
Okay. 2.5 to 3 cars, maybe. Yeah. Right. Okay. So, and from your experience as a police officer, do you know the length of what the average automobile would be?
I am not aware of that.
Okay. But if we took the size of an average automobile and we multiplied it times 2.5, that's how much space we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And if you were looking at this bench in front of us, how many cars would you say were the jury sitting? How many cars could you push back to back in front of this this bench?
Probably about 2.
Okay. So if we're asking about 2.5, would it be fair to say that the driveway was from the end of that bench to where this officer is?
Possibly.
Okay. So that's the length of the driveway. And at that point, from what I understand, according to this document, to Mark, she was getting some items out of the back seat and realized someone was at the back of the car. So she pulled her car in and someone was behind her car. That would be near the garage. Is that the way you're reading that?
Behind her car, yes.
Okay, so someone was behind her car near the garage. She looked up thinking it was Dad or Garth to help her. Nope, it was a guy dressed in black with a ski mask on pointing a rifle at me. And she did say the word rifle, didn't she?
Yes.
Okay. Then she went on to talk about that she was in shock because what do you think you were doing? Then the next line was starting with then. Would you read that next line for me?
Then I noticed the rifle was actually a paintball gun. It had a hopper on top.
Okay. Now, you know what a hopper is, right?
Yes.
You've seen a hopper?
Yes.
You know a hopper is different than a rifle scope, right?
Yes.
And you know that, Judge, I'm going to... So in any event, you know that a hopper is a little different than a rifle scope, right?
Yes.
And you know that a hopper is a large composite of some kind container, right?
It's a plastic container, yes.
A plastic container, right?
Yes.
And would you agree with me that it would be very difficult to confuse a hopper with a rifle scope, right?
I wouldn't agree with you on that if you were not sure what a rifle is with a scope on it or a paintball gun with a hopper.
Did you happen to go over the report of Coulter Cannon?
I did.
Did you happen to go over or discuss the case with Coulter Cannon?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Were you aware that when Coulter Cannon came up to the residence of Tammy and Chad Daybell, that he went in the house and looked at one of the Google searches that Tammy was performing prior to the police arriving? Do you remember that?
I was not aware of that.
Okay. Did you happen to look at Tammy's email and searches on that computer to determine whether Tammy had looked at anything prior to the police arriving?
Not on her computer, no.
Okay. Were you aware that Officer Cannon walked up to the computer with Garth Daybell and Tammy Daybell and proceeded to look at pictures of paintball guns?
I was not aware of that.
Were you aware that during the Google search by Tammy Daybell that she pointed to the actual paintball gun that she saw the gentleman holding that day?
I was not aware of that.
Okay. Were you not aware of that because Coulter Cannon didn't include that information in his report when he, well, not in his first report, right? That wasn't included in his first report, was it?
I didn't read that in his report.
Right. You didn't read it in his supplemental report either when he chose to supplement the report, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Judge, previously we had stipulated to the admission of Defense Exhibit 14.
Okay. Has it been offered or admitted yet, Mr. Pryor?
I'm going to offer it now, Judge, and ask that it be admitted. It was agreed to by stipulation.
Has the state reviewed Exhibit 14?
We have, Your Honor, but if I can be reminded of exactly what it is.
It's the Google.
All right.
It's the searches, yes.
Well, let's do this. I want to go ahead and that may take a moment. I think it's a logical breaking point for our mid-morning recess. So I'll have the state review the exhibit that's been offered during the break. And let's try and come back on the record here in about 25 minutes or so. So about 10:35.
Thank you, Judge.
All rise. It's the court to begin a session.
All right. Thank you. Please be seated. We'll have the jurors return to the courtroom, please. Perhaps while we're having the jurors brought in, let's do go on the record. CR 2221-1623. There was a question on Exhibit 14 and whether or not that would be admitted by stipulation. Did counsel resolve that?
Your Honor, I have had a chance to review that, and it is data recovered. It's a report referencing data recovered from Tammy Daybell's phone, and the contents of her phone were stipulated to, so we wouldn't have an objection.
Okay, so we'll just go ahead and admit Exhibit 14 once the jurors return so they hear that.
Judge, I have a picture as well, and the state has a picture of their own. I guess we're going to play dueling pictures. Mine I'd like to mark as 14A. I don't know what the state would like to have theirs marked as.
Yes, it was the photo that Mr. Pryor showed us and then didn't actually move for admission of because we hadn't seen it before today. We would not object to the admission of that photo.
Can you use the microphone, please? We just got to get the record of this, Mr. Pryor.
And Judge, I also just saw their picture today, so I will stipulate to the admission of their picture as well. But mine is 14A if the bailiff wants to.
All right. Are you requesting that the bailiff retrieve that exhibit so it can be marked?
So it can be marked and accepted, Judge, as 14A.
Thank you, Mr. Bailiff. And we can have the jurors brought in once they're ready.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, please. Here's our President Catter for you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Bailiff. Please be seated. Okay, we're back on the record. The jurors have returned and are properly seated. I'll note the parties were able to review those exhibits and have offered, and that this time the court will admit Defense Exhibit 14 as well as Defendant's Exhibit 14A, both admitted. You can continue with the cross-examination, Mr. Pryor.
Judge, if we could put the monitor back up with what I was discussing, which I believe was Exhibit 291. Now, Officer, prior to taking our break, I think I was talking about the third paragraph down. And would you do me a favor and read the first two sentences of that?
Are you referring to the one where it says?
I think.
Okay. I think I was a bit in shock because I just said, "What do you think you were doing?" Then I noticed the rifle was actually a paintball gun. It had a hopper on top.
Then the next line says, the guy started pulling the trigger and I could just hear the clicking and whooshing sound of an empty paintball gun. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. He stayed there standing by the back of the car, just pulling the trigger while pointing the gun at me. For some reason, I just kept asking him what he thought he was doing. Now, she did say in the sentence, just pointing the gun at me. And we don't know whether she meant gun or whether she meant paintball, correct? Because she identified it as a paintball, but she did use the gun on that sentence, correct?
Yes.
But we don't know whether that was a mistake or whether she just decided not to type the word paintball in, right?
Correct.
Right. Okay. Then I just asked him at what point I was actually more annoyed than scared because he was standing between me and the door and he didn't step toward me or even say anything. Okay. So from what I understand, when she was backing up then, the front of the door is really right next to the garage, right?
If I remember right, yes. It's a little sidewalk up to the garage to the main door.
And that sidewalk's probably less than 5 feet, correct?
I can testify to that.
It's a short sidewalk.
Okay.
Well, not okay.
I can't testify to that.
Objection, Your Honor. Counsel's adding facts, not in evidence.
That's sustained. And in addition, please don't talk at the same time as each other, Mr. Pryor. Wait for a concluded answer before you ask a new question.
Would you agree that it's a short sidewalk from the gate into the yard to the front door?
It is a short sidewalk, but I can't testify to how long it is.
Okay, that's okay. Now, from this description, this person was standing between the door and the garage at the very back of Tammy's, where Tammy's car was backed in, correct?
Yes.
So in other words, that was something that was at relatively close range. Would you agree with me?
Yes.
And in that sense, being at such close range, you'd probably get a pretty good look at what type of instrument was being pointed at you. Would you agree with me in that regard?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Would you agree with me in that regard? When it's something that close to you and you're looking at it, you'd be reasonably certain about what you're looking at, correct?
It was in the daylight.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, we can all agree that the manufacturers of paintball guns make them in various shapes and sizes, correct?
Yes.
And the manufacturers of these guns get some benefit by making some of these guns look similar to weapons, right? Real weapons.
Yes.
And they can make them quite authentic at times, correct?
They can be, yes.
Right. But there is one thing that distinguishes a paintball gun between a real gun, and that is a hopper, correct?
Like you just mentioned before, the manufacturers are coming out with new guns. So, yes, a hopper is one, but there's many other ways that paintballs can fit into a rifle without a hopper.
Okay. So in other words, unless we actually had this weapon in hand, we really don't know which one it is. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Okay. Now, please correct me if I'm making a mistake, but without a suppressor, a AR-15 is a very, very loud gun, isn't it?
Yes.
And even with a suppressor, an AR-15 is not silent. It still makes a pretty loud noise, doesn't it?
It depends what kind of ammunition you're using.
Okay. Well, what kind of ammunition was in this gun?
That I don't know.
Well, you don't even know if it was a gun, do you?
I know it was a paintball gun or a rifle that she referred to.
Okay. But depending on the ammunition, there's still going to be a loud noise, right?
Are you asking with the suppressor on or off?
With the suppressor on, there's still going to be a noise, right?
There will be a noise, but not as loud, depending on what ammunition you're using.
Okay. And when you're just several feet from the front door of a house with Garth Daybell and Chad Daybell inside the house, you would think they would have heard a gun. If even with a suppressor, you think they would have heard the rifle shoot, right?
Again, it depends on what ammunition is being shot through the gun.
But what we do know, and what we're certain of, is that when a paintball gun is shot, they can't change the fact that there's a whooshing noise, can they?
There's a popping noise with the clicking.
And a whooshing noise.
Whooshing and popping.
Right. Okay. So when Tammy Daybell in this report talks about the whooshing noise that she heard, sounds like she's describing the whooshing noise from a paintball gun.
Objection, Your Honor. Move to strike. Counsel's testifying.
Sustained.
Did it sound from this email that Tammy Daybell's describing the whooshing noise of a paintball gun?
She said she heard a clicking and whooshing.
Okay. Now, we move further down and we talk about where it says, the thought crossed my mind to hit him with my clogging shoes. Looked toward the house and yelled, Chad. They ran off around the north side of the house. You see that?
Yes.
Got Dad and Garth. They looked outside, couldn't find them. Called the police, reported it. Then she uses the term, they suspect it was a bipolar teenager who lives down the street and walks around a lot, but Matt Price has an even better theory, right?
Yes.
Okay. So it's really unclear who they say they suspect it was a bipolar teenager. They don't know if we're talking about the police told them or whether it was Chad and Garth said it was a bipolar teenager. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. So when Officer Coulter was on the stand, I had spoken to him about the fact that in his report, he didn't mention anything about a bipolar teenager running around the neighborhood harassing people. Were you aware of that at the time of this offense?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Were you aware of the fact that there was a bipolar teenager running around the neighborhood? I want to be careful with my words. Contacting the people in these neighborhoods?
I was not.
Okay. And are you aware whether or not you ever discussed that with Officer Coulter?
I can't recall if I did or not.
Okay. Did you discuss that with any of the other officers who were there at the time of this paintball incident about this bipolar teenager?
I did not.
Okay. Then we go on and we talk about his theory in that crazy... His theory is that the crazy dog lady brought her husband back to steal the dog again. They had parked on the road and had snuck through the cow fields, and he was going to cut through our front yard. So that's a couple of things. Parked down the road, cut through the cow fields. Is that the Daybell's cow fields?
I can't testify if that's what she's referring to, because there are a couple others out there.
Yeah, but there are cow fields next door to the Daybell's. The Daybell's have a pasture behind their property as well, correct?
Yes.
And then they said they were going to cut through our front yard. So that would mean Chad and Tammy's front yard, correct?
Yes.
When I pulled up and startled him, he didn't know what to do. So he panicked and tried to menace me with his not real gun. So at that point, she's pretty clear that she knows it's a not real gun. Would you disagree with that?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation as to what Tammy knew.
Sustained.
Well, she put in a...
Objection, Your Honor. Narrative.
Yeah, Mr. Pryor, I ruled on it. Okay. So ask a different question.
Okay. So after the line that says it was a not real gun and then ran off back across the field, which would explain why he ran across the side of the house. I never heard a car and we couldn't find anywhere. You see that?
Yes.
And then she wrote, it's actually a pretty good theory. You see that?
Yes.
Did you guys interview Regan Price?
We spoke with Regan Price, yes.
Okay. Did you talk to Matt Price?
Yes.
Okay. And did they confirm the fact that someone stole their dog around the close in time to this occurrence?
I'd have to go back to my report. I know we spoke with them after this incident. Quite a ways after this.
Okay. But you do know that this incident with the dog, I believe it occurred on the same day that the paintball gun took place. Is that right?
Yes.
And the issues about the bipolar teenager running around the neighborhood, that was close in time as well, correct?
That was Matt's theory, yes.
Okay. And then finally, honestly, would you read the word honestly down to the end of the... paragraph?
Honestly, I just kept wondering what kind of person walks around with a ski mask on carrying an empty paintball gun. Bipolar doesn't mean you want to hurt people, so I'm leaning more towards Matt's theory. The guy didn't try to rob me or even really hurt me. On Thursday night, though, I didn't go to Zumba because I quite understandably did not want to be out after dark alone.
So in this particular incident, it's saying that I'm leaning towards Matt's theory. The guy didn't try to rob me, or the guy didn't try to hurt me. So she wasn't threatened by someone holding a paintball gun like a rifle, right?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation and mischaracterizes this email.
Sustained.
And Judge, I need to go back to... I'd like to go back to 232B, and I'd like to republish that for the jury, Judge.
All right. We'll have the bailiff provide that to you, Mr. Pryor.
And Judge, if we could just wait till I get it brought up. I think I'm ready, Judge. Let's hope.
All right. You may
be next.
Hey, second.
Fremont County Sheriff's Office. Hi, I need to report something.
Okay, go ahead. What's the address?
Okay. At 202 North, 1900 East. The corner with the blinking yellow light on Salem Highway.
Is it a suspicious person?
Yes.
Okay, what was he wearing?
He was all dressed in black and he had a ski mask on.
And he said the blinking light now is where you saw him?
No, he's gone now because I pulled up into our driveway and I was getting stuff out of the backseat of my car and suddenly he was there and he had a paintball gun and he was
okay.
Like he was going to shoot at me. And I kept asking him what he was doing because I could tell it was a paintball thing.
Okay.
And then he just kept doing it. So I yelled for my husband, and then he took off running around the back of my house.
Okay, give me just 1 minute. Stay on the line with me.
Okay.
October 9, 2019, 21 hours, 50 minutes,
28 seconds.
And that was North 1900?
Yes.
October 9, 2019, 21 hours, 50 minutes,
43 seconds.
In what direction he was going?
He went behind my house, and it's so dark out here, and I just went in the house and got my husband and son, and then they went out and looked, and he was long gone by then.
Okay.
So he was on the north side of my house is where he went to get away.
Okay.
He didn't say anything, or he just kept at, like, he was holding the gun like he was, you know, had a rifle and was shooting at me. So, but nothing came out of the gun either, so I don't think it was loaded.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Tammy Daybell.
Okay, I will pass your information on to my deputies. We actually just had a previous call about this individual, so they're out in the area looking now.
Okay, yeah, I think it was my son-in-law who lived diagonal from us that called you guys already.
Oh. Okay.
I just wanted to make sure it got reported. So,
let's see. And what's your son-in-law's name?
Joseph Murray.
Okay. Yep, it was him.
Okay.
So, all right. I have a deputy that will be out at your home here shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
At some point, Judge, I'm also going to need 232.
Into the microphone, please, Mr. Pryor.
I'm also going to need 232A at some point, but I'd like to discuss 232B. You listened carefully to the 911 call from Tammy Daybell, is that right?
Yes.
Now, she said paintball a number of times during that 911 call, correct? A
couple times, yes.
And then at the end, she said, holding the gun like he was holding a rifle. She never said he was holding a rifle, did she?
I think you just stated it. He was holding a gun like the rifle.
She never said she was holding a rifle, did she?
Objection, Your Honor. The audio speaks for itself.
Sustained.
Okay. There was no discussion about a specific rifle. Was it not the manner in which the gun was being held that was what we heard?
There's no specific rifle that she named, no.
Okay.
There was no specific rifle that she named.
Okay. Well, she didn't even say it was a rifle, did she?
She said a gun and a rifle.
Well, she said a gun holding like a rifle. Isn't that what she said?
Objection, Your Honor. Again, the audio speaks for itself.
Sustained.
Judge, I should be allowed to go into whether or not the manner in which...
Then replay that section, Mr. Pryor, okay. If you want to make it clear, but to just keep asking on the audio we just listened to is improper.
Bailiff, could I have 232 again, please? I think I want A. Thank you. So, Judge, again, we'll ask to publish 232A again.
I believe we just... Published 232B.
Backwards, excuse me.
Okay.
I apologize. I think I'm ready, Judge.
Go ahead.
Hi, I need to report something.
Okay, go ahead. What's the address?
Okay, 202 North, 1900 East, the corner with the blinking yellow light on Salem Highway.
Is it a suspicious person?
Yes.
Okay, what was he wearing?
He was all dressed in black, and he had a ski mask on.
And he's at the blinking light now is where you saw him?
No, he's gone now, because I pulled up into our driveway, and I was getting stuff out of the backseat of my car, and suddenly he was there, and he had a paintball gun, and he was and like, he was going to shoot at me. And I kept asking him what he was doing because I could tell it was a paintball thing.
Okay.
And then he just kept doing it. So I yelled for my husband, and then he took off running around the back of my house.
Okay. Give me just 1 minute. Stay on the line with me.
Okay.
October 9, 2019. 21 hours, 50 minutes,
28 seconds.
And that was North 1900.
Yes.
October 9, 2019. 21 hours, 50 minutes,
43 seconds.
Direction he was going?
He went behind my house, and it's so dark out here, and I just went in the house and got my husband and son, and then they went out and looked, and he was long gone by then.
Okay.
So he was on the north side of my house is where he went to get away.
Okay.
He didn't say anything, or he just kept at, like, he was holding the gun like he was, you know, had a rifle and his shooting at me. So, but nothing came out of the gun either, so I don't think it was loaded.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Tammy Daybell.
Okay, I will pass your information on to my deputies. We actually just had a previous call about this individual, so they're out in the area looking now.
Okay, yeah, I think it was my son-in-law who lived diagonal from us that called you guys already.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make sure it got reported. So,
let's see. And what's your son-in-law's name?
Joseph Murray.
Okay, yep, it was him.
Okay.
So, all right, I have a deputy that will be out at your home here shortly.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So we can agree then that the 911 call would speak for itself, right?
Correct. Having a rifle and shooting at her.
Having a rifle and shooting at her.
Having a rifle and pointing at her.
Is that what you heard?
Yes.
Okay, but I guess we can let the jury make a determination about what they heard, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we previously talked to, and Judge, I'm asked to publish 14A.
All right. Do you have that with you?
I do, and it's already been admitted and accepted.
Okay, 14A may be published.
Now, officer, you're looking at what's been marked as Exhibit 14A. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's a big black round thing on the top of that gun. Do you know what that is?
That's a hopper.
Okay. And it's pretty distinct, right?
Yes.
Pretty clear to identify that it's a hopper on the top of a paintball gun, correct?
Yes.
So if someone is in a situation where they're looking at something and they're clearly able to determine that there's a hopper on the gun, this would be a situation where they'd be able to clearly see that there's a hopper, correct?
If they're clearly able to see that, then right. Yes.
Okay. So if someone through their testimony talks about being able to clearly see that there's a hopper on a gun, that's a distinguishing fact. That's a distinguishing feature of a paintball gun. Is that correct?
If they clearly see it, yes.
Yeah. And if they're able to identify the fact that a particular paintball gun has a hopper and they can identify the hopper, it's obviously they saw a hopper, right?
Objection, Your Honor, calls for speculation.
Sustained.
Okay. But you spoke about it a little earlier where you said they're now designing paintball guns that look like rifles.
Yes.
And they're being very creative in doing that, correct?
Yes.
In fact, I would suggest to you that there are instances where people have manufactured paintball guns to make the scopes on a gun look like a hopper, correct?
Are you suggesting that to me or asking?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that, asking you that.
Possibly.
Okay. So if that were one of those special guns where they created a gun that had something on it that looked like a scope, someone could confuse the difference between a scope and a hopper, right?
Yes.
But if someone specifically says they saw a hopper on a gun, there's no...
Objection, Your Honor. This is going to call for speculation.
Sustained.
Clearly, that was a picture of a hopper on the gun, right?
During the day, yes.
Yeah, and you're able to distinguish that very clearly, right?
In the daylight, yes.
Oh, you're telling me that there's a difference? You wouldn't be able to tell that in a night on the back of a porch with a light on?
Objection, Your Honor. Argumentative.
Sustained. Okay. Strike the answer.
Are you aware of that there are lights on the front of the garage of the Daybell residence?
I was aware on that last call you played that Tammy Daybell said it was dark outside.
Right. But you didn't hear anything about the fact that there were lights out there or that the garage and the driveway was illuminated, right?
I didn't hear any of that.
Okay. I didn't know if I heard an objection or not, Judge, to that.
Withdrawn.
Go ahead.
Okay. But you did note that she identified it as a paintball gun, didn't she?
She used that with the rifle and gun.
Okay. And whooshing sound, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Judge, I believe that... Exhibit 16 was previously admitted. If I could have the bailiff bring me Exhibit 16. And Judge, if I could just have a moment, please.
Yes.
Thank you, Your Honor. Now, Officer, are you aware as part of your investigation that Tammy Daybell sent out a Facebook posting to what she described as the Friends of the Salem Ward? Do you recall looking at something like that?
I remember she sent something out on that, yes.
Okay. Okay. You don't have a recollection of what it said, though, probably, correct?
Not exactly.
And, Judge, could we publish Exhibit 16?
You may.
I have it ready to go, Judge, whenever the clerk is ready. Okay. Can you, I don't know if I can expand that or not, Judge. No. Are you able to read that, officer, on your monitor?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. Would you read that email for me?
Something really weird just happened, and I want you to do to know so you can watch out. Had gone home and parked him out front in our front driveway. As I was getting stuff out of the back seat, a guy wearing a ski mask was suddenly standing by the back of my car with a paintball gun. He shot at me several times, although I don't think it was loaded.
Okay, you can stop there. So again, and this email that you said you reviewed was to the Friends of the Salem Third Ward. Do you know what the Salem Third Ward is?
Are you referring to the Facebook or the
Facebook,
email?
The Facebook here that was sent out.
Okay. I'm not just a church warden.
Okay.
The Salem Third Ward.
Okay. You've heard of that before? Heard of the Salem Third Ward before?
Well, I'm assuming it's their church they go to out that way.
Okay. You don't know how large of a ward that is or how many members they communicate to, right?
I don't.
Okay. But you do know that she got on there at this point and discussed the incident that took place, correct?
Yes.
And did she ever use the term rifle in this Facebook posting?
No.
Did she ever use the word gun?
No.
But she did use the word paintball gun, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Judge, I'm done with that. Thank you. And Judge, I have, if I could just have a minute again, Judge, I apologize.
It's fine.
Now, Judge, I need the court to advise whether or not Exhibit 15 has been admitted or offered for admission.
We'll check. No.
And I guess I have to pull this out and Judge, ask that the court, I think this is by stipulation of the parties, Exhibit 15 has been stipulated by the parties to be admitted, and I'd ask it to be marked and accepted with the court, Exhibit 15.
All right, I'll confirm with the state.
Yes, Your Honor, I believe that this is a segment of the data recovered from Tammy Daybell's phone, and the contents of her phone have been stipulated to.
Okay, so Exhibit 15 is offered and will be admitted.
Now, before I go into Exhibit 15, Officer, you discussed that you did a lot of discovery and looking at what was the term you used?
Geofencing.
Geofencing. And when you're looking at phone records and emails and Facebook postings, sometime there's a reference after the time that indicates the letters UTC. Are you familiar with what UTC means?
I've heard the term. I'm trying to think. I believe it's a couple hours off of certain time zones.
Okay. And are you aware that in Idaho, it's a universal time zone equation that they put together, right? So that the whole world is on the same time zone, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Right. And are you aware that Idaho is, when there's a UTC, you have to actually subtract 6 hours from the time that's noted on a UTC. Does that sound about right?
I know you had to subtract. I'm not sure if it's 6 hours, but yes, I do know you had to subtract some hours.
Do you have any reason to believe that it's not 6 hours?
No.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'd like to go back to the call from Tammy Daybell. And if you don't remember, it's fine. But the call to 911, do you recall what time that call was made? Is there some kind of report you could refresh your recollection with quickly?
Well, I know there was two that came in, one from Joseph Ryan and Tammy. I believe hers was around 9:41.
Okay. And then hers was 9:41?
I believe so.
Or 9:51, somewhere in there.
I'm not 100% sure on that, so I guess I can't testify truly on that.
Okay, but it was clearly after 9:30, though.
Objection, Your Honor. The officer just said he couldn't testify to that.
Sustained.
Okay. Judge, I'd like to put up Exhibit 15 for publication.
You may publish.
I'm ready, Judge, whenever the clerk is. I'm showing it, Judge. I'm not sure what.
All right. We'll see if we could get someone to maybe take a look.
Oh, I think we're there.
Okay.
I just had to wiggle a little. I had to wiggle the cords a little bit. Okay. So, can you see that from your screen, officer?
Yes.
Okay. And I would represent to you that this was off of Tammy Daybell's account, stipulated by the parties as a retrieval of her Google searches Can you read the very first one?
Search for a paintball gun.
Okay.
Paintball guns.
We talked about the UTC and I guess I suggested it was 6 hours. You didn't really specify, but would you read October, the date of when that was done, that Google search was done?
October 10th, 2019.
Okay. October 10th, 2019. And the time on that, the UTC time would be what?
If it is 6 hours, it would be 9:29.
On the 18th?
Correct.
Okay.
On the 10th.
You're right. I'm sorry. All right. So the day that this incident took place was what?
October 9th.
Okay. And the UTC, if it goes back 6 hours from a.m. at 3:29 a.m., on the 10th, going back 6 hours, wouldn't that put us at 9:30 on the 9th?
Yes.
Okay. So at 9, well, actually, let's be clear, 9:29 on the 9th, right?
Yes.
Okay. So at 9:29 on the 9th of October, there was a Google search by Tammy Daybell searching out paintball guns, correct?
Correct.
Now, I don't remember seeing a discussion with Officer Coulter in his, I guess it was his second report, where he talked about that Tammy Daybell did a Google search on paintball guns.
Objection, Your Honor. Counsel's testifying.
Did you see that?
Wait, objection pending. It's sustained.
Did you see a reference in Officer Coulter's second report about Google searches at 9:29 on the 9th of October?
No.
Okay, well, your previous testimony was that Tammy Daybell made a 911 call sometime 9:41 is what you recalled, but the Google search occurred at 9:29. Is that what you see?
Yes.
So what we can gather from that is that Tammy Daybell, after this incident, did a search of paintball guns and then 10 minutes later called 911, right?
Yes.
Do you remember what the date of the Facebook posting was when she posted that Facebook?
I do not recall that date.
Okay. And then let's move down a little bit. The next one.
Search for an airsoft guns.
Okay. And again, the time.
October 10th, 2019 at 3:29.
So basically, if we go back to UTC time, we're back at around 9:30 again, right?
Yes.
So her Google searches at that point, and just for everybody's edification, we don't need to go down the other ones because they're not relevant to this. But the first one was a paintball gun search at 9:29, right?
Yes.
Then she looked for an airsoft gun search at 9:29, right?
Yes.
Did she ever look for a rifle?
She did not.
Did she ever look at any other shotgun?
She did not.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bailiff. Nobody was there from your agency at the time of this incident with Tammy Daybell and this person. Is that correct? That she was allegedly shot at?
We responded to that.
But nobody was there when it occurred.
Correct.
And in fact, Chad wasn't there either, right?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Sustained.
Well, you know from the report that Tammy talked about Chad and Garth coming out afterwards, correct?
Yes.
And there's no indication at the time of this occurrence that there was anybody other than a masked man and Tammy Daybell, is that right?
And in Tammy's email, Chad and Garth.
Well, Chad and Garth were inside the house, right?
Yes.
Okay. So at the time of this alleged shooting, the two people would be a masked man and Tammy Daybell. Would that be fair?
Outside of the residence, yes.
Okay. So the best person to determine what type of instrument this was would be one of the people who was there at the time, right?
Objection, Your Honor. Calls for speculation.
Overruled.
Your Honor, may I voir dire nave objection?
Well, just the way that question was phrased, I'm overruling that. It was just of the two. Go ahead and re-ask the question, Mr. Pryor.
The best person to determine what type of instrument that was would have been Tammy Daybell, correct?
Objection, Your Honor.
Grounds.
It calls for speculation. May I voir dire nave objection?
Go ahead.
Detective Kaik Amanu, did you ever have an opportunity to speak with Tammy Daybell?
No.
Do you know, did you ever determine her knowledge of firearms?
No.
Do you know her experience with paintball guns?
No.
Do you know her experience with firearms?
No.
So do you know if she'd be able to tell the difference?
No.
Your Honor, I'd object to that. It calls for speculation.
All right. Well, I am going to overrule it on the speculation objection, but of course she'll be able to redirect Ms. Blake. Yeah.
So again, you actually corrected me. There are two people there that would know what type of instrument that would do. Two people that would be the best people to identify what kind of instrument, correct?
Correct. One of the two.
Yeah. The person in the ski mask would be one. We don't know who that was, right?
Correct.
And Tammy Daybell.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Officer, or Judge, I'd like to now go through on the Elmo Exhibit 107, if I could.
You may.
Thank you, Your Honor.
We'll allow that to be published. It's already been admitted.
And obviously, during your talk with the prosecuting attorney, this has already been admitted. And you went through that. You recall that, right?
Yes.
Now, as part of your examination, you provided records from Fremont County Sportsman's Club, right?
Yes.
And you did the start date of sometime of 10/16. Is that right? Is that what you recall?
The start date of?
Of when the documents that you provided to the prosecuting attorney. The first entry on there, it looks to be about 10/16. Am I mistaken?
I'd have to relook at those.
Okay. Judge, could we show this to the witness to refresh his recollection? When you're done, just hand it back. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
And Your Honor, may the state know what's being shown to the witness?
Which exhibit did you just reference?
It's their exhibit of the entries to the visits to the sportsman's, I don't want to misstate the name of the organization, the Sportsman's Gun Club.
That is exhibit 390A. I'm sorry, 396A.
Okay. And if I could have that back. Now I'm looking at this exhibit and it appears that it starts on 10/16. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, did you happen to take the time to look at the entries prior to that time?
Prior to 10/16, yes.
You did?
Yes.
And Alex Cox arrived in Idaho from what you learned from your investigation about when?
On the 1st of September.
So on the 1st of September. So after arriving, as part of your investigation, what did you discover from September 1st to October 15th in terms of the number of times that Alex Cox visited the gun range?
Give those dates one more time.
September 1st we'll just make it October 15th.
So Alex Cox, from my knowledge, was at the gun range in St. Anthony from October 7th to the 16th.
Okay. And you don't have any entries of him being there in September?
Not at the Fremont County gun range, no.
Do you have him at any other gun range in the month of September?
I believe there were some in Rexburg, Idaho.
Okay. And when you say some, that would indicate that there were more than two or three. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. So he'd had a habit. You also had an opportunity to review the searches of Alex Cox on his computer as well, correct?
I don't believe on his computer.
You didn't review any of that?
I reviewed some of the Homer J. Maximus. I'm not sure if that was off of his computer or not.
Okay. But as part of the Homer J. Maximus, are you aware that Alex Cox had been looking at weapons as early as 2017?
I was not aware of that early, no.
Okay. Well, how early were you aware of when he was looking at weapons?
September, October of 2019.
And that's because that's when you went, that was your reference point. September 1st is when you started your reference point, right?
What I looked at, yes.
Yeah. So you didn't really go back and look at all of the searches that Alex Cox conducted prior to September of 2019, right?
I did not.
Okay. Okay. But you are aware that Alex Cox has a history of engaging in the use of guns or other weapons on folks, right?
Objection, Your Honor. State's facts not in evidence.
Overruled.
Are you aware, and I'll rephrase that, you're aware of the situation regarding Brandon Boudreaux, right?
Yes.
And you're aware that it's alleged that Alex Cox, at a long distance, shot at Brandon Boudreaux, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're aware of Charles Vallow, correct?
Yes.
You're aware that Alex Cox took a gun and at close range murdered Charles Vallow, correct?
Yes.
And you're also aware that in both of those instances, Chad Daybell has not been criminally implicated in either of those cases. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Chad Daybell has not been charged in either of those cases. Is that correct?
Correct.
Are you aware of any other instances where Alex Cox engaged in conduct towards other people with the use of any kind of a weapon?
Of a firearm?
Any kind of a weapon.
I know that there was an incident with Lori's.
Objection, Your Honor. May we approach?
Yes.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101 night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101 night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.